Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. Today we're going to be all over the place, but I want to start off with something interesting, something really intriguing. Everybody thinks that, you know, certain group of people have an understanding on what's going on and what's really happening, you know, all about. And some people would never think in a million years to look in different places, of all places, religion. Now, I keep telling everybody I'm not a religious man, nor do I believe in any religion of whatsoever. But I was listening to a cleric, a Muslim cleric, talking about jinn and tech. And I was really, really, really in awe of what he knew. He was calling it down the line. And this also implied very strongly that we're not the only people or people of different faiths or whatever to think that we're isolated in this knowledge and information, nor does it imply that we're the only ones being affected or impacted by this either. This is going on globally, all over the place, all over the world. And so when I saw this video, somebody had sent it to me, and I just got to it this week, actually, because I got so much stuff that I've got to look at. And he was, the cleric was speaking, it's called, the link is called Jinns, Demon Technology, Quantum Chips, Computer Chips, and Brain Implants. He hit it square on the head, what he was talking about. And I've heard also Christian ministers like Cheryl down in Texas talk about the same thing. And I think this is encouraging that people of different faiths are also waking up to this reality. That we're living in a demonically possessed planet that's being taken over by demonically designed technology. And we've been getting all kinds of clues and hints through Hollywood. First wave, real strong indicator there that an alien invasion force, okay, you can call it an alien or demonic invasion force, had somehow was able to bypass the Earth's defense mechanisms, had implanted themselves here, designed humanoid-looking body types through genetics that could contain their essence, and then not only lived among the general population, but conducted experiments to see how viable a military takeover of the planet could be. And this was going on, you know, and there was a lot of other sci-fi things. And the concept of using technology, or to think that technology is the answer to everything, it really isn't. And he presented this in a way where, and it's what he was saying was true. We have lost touch of reality with each other, and in some cases actually prefer this sort of isolated lifestyle, because you don't have to deal with people, nor yet do you have to deal with people's lunacy. And the reason why we have to deal with people's lunacy today is because this is how they have programmed life. They have programmed everybody to become a bit of a lunatic. We can barely talk to each other. We can barely stand each other. We can barely tolerate each other. And when we're looking at the big picture here, this is a very, very, very divisive way of keeping everybody not only separated and isolated, but ignorant. Totally, totally ignorant. And as a result, since nobody's talking to anybody, when somebody does mention something that of serious consequence, nobody takes it seriously. And because we're so inundated with so much information now, it's hard to sift through it all to be able to validate what is real, what isn't real, what's true, what isn't true. And then we all get caught up on whatever agendas we have, and we get completely distracted or manipulated. So when he started talking about how this technology was allowing the jinn, what they call the jinn in the Middle East, under that particular belief system, are demons. We call them demons, they call them jinns. Same thing, no different. And the jinn basically says is in the program. And so as you use the programming, it wants you to basically use more. Now there's some aspect to what he's saying is very dead on. So there was another guy talking about technology a little while ago, and he talked about in technical terms, that when you hold a cell phone, it now connects to you on a biometric level. It possesses you, literally, okay? And the phone then sends signals to your throughout your DNA, throughout your genetic code, your chromosome code, to your brain, your DNA, your mitochondria, so forth, your immune system, so forth and so on. It literally takes over and then starts to orchestrate a program of its own inside of you. That's called possession. That's called being taken over by something. Okay. I was talking to a buddy of mine some time ago, and I was referring to something biblically in Luke, where Jesus had been walking down and saw this man who had broken his chains and was completely possessed. And he was called Legion because he had many demons or many entities possessing him. So he asked Jesus not to cast him back into the abyss, but to allow him to jump in the pigs. And Jesus said, go. Now, the interesting thing was, my buddy looked at the word legion and decided to look it up in today's terms, and found that legion is a AI network system with many different AI operating systems under one containment. Isn't that ironic? So we can actually almost say that maybe perhaps Jesus cast out an AI program controlled by the devil, of course, and has power over AI. Good concept. That's how I'm looking at this anyway. But anyhow, getting back to the cleric, he basically was saying the same thing, but he was using terms that were slightly different based on their beliefs and their faith, which is, I'm cool with that. I have no problem with that. Basically saying the same thing, just saying it differently. Now, before everybody gets all on their high horse, no, I'm not going to become a Muslim. No, I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm not joining any church. I'm not joining any belief systems. All I'm doing here is presenting a side here that needs to be seen by everybody so that we can see that everybody is starting to wake up across the board. And that we're all seeing something definitely wrong going on, and this technology is being used as a leverage to take everybody out. He also pointed out that the jinn, using the technology, was making it easier and easier and easier to be served. In other words, the convenience factor. I don't have to go shopping anymore. I can go online now, shop at Amazon, shop at eBay, I can shop at AliExpress, I can shop at Banggood. I can now shop locally at a grocery store. I can call in my order, they can have it picked out for me, and then all I got to do is go pick it up, and in some places they deliver, like Costco. We're now talking about using a taxi service called Uber, or another one called Lyft something. You don't even have to drive no more. You get in, and the machine drives you around. Isn't that, a machine takes you where you want to go, or maybe not. The point I'm trying to make here is that the technology has made us more isolated and has made us more like a cell, if you will, of our own. Basically, we're compiling data, we're collecting information, we're living whatever life we're living, we're pursuing whatever pursuits we're pursuing, and this is now being contained within us, which is basically like a chip, which can now be inserted into an artificial intelligence operating system and downloaded. This is what's going on. He made this point very clear. And he made this point very clear in the sense that he pointed out, again, Cheryl down in Texas, three churches, has said the same thing. Same thing. Said it a little differently. Used a little different vernacular. Okay. Presenting a biblical perspective on things, which is great. But here you have somebody in the Islamic faith saying the same thing she said. So like I said, there is an awakening and awareness going on right across the board. The common enemy that we all have is technology and technocracy. That is taking over. Eventually, we will not even associate. It's almost like the song in the year 2525, you know. You won't need your eyes because nobody's looking at you, you know. Your arms and your limbs at your side, some machine doing it for you, you know. It has been forecasted. It has already been forecasted. Just listen to the song. In the year 2525, if you have never heard it. You know, and the whole thing has been forecasted of events to come. And like I said, the technocracy that's taking over, not going to take over, has taken over. We're seeing the subtle changes, you know, some of them will call it the Mandela effect. That's nothing more than an AI takeover. And the AI is integrating more and more with DNA because it needs DNA as an operating system, because DNA is the most efficient means to transport or to integrate or download data. Our cells are made of tons of DNA that constant communication with the body. What better way of producing a machine or a machine-like construct with DNA? Now it has perfect symmetry, it can communicate with itself and other networks. It can integrate all kinds of data and compile all kinds of things. Like I said, Jay Tuck was talking about a computer network that could, 200 million pages in less than 3 seconds are fully in detail, dissect and have interpreted those documents. You know, we're in that realm. And the diseases, okay, I've been getting called all day long on the coronavirus. What are we going to do about the coronavirus? Oh, we're going to die. Oh, we're going to die. I called it before I even knew about the patents, that this was a genetically engineered nano design pathology. And I've got a link on my site indicating, see, the coronavirus first came from snakes. And if it did jump over into men and women, if it did jump over, it would have a flu-like nausea that would go with it. But it wasn't lethal. Now, don't you find it interesting, you know, that we have programmers programming with the geneticists on whatever they're building in the lab? Don't you find that interesting? Don't you find that there's a patent on the coronavirus? So if there's a patent on the coronavirus, since you can't patent things that are naturally here on the planet, in other words, can't patent vitamin C because vitamin C is vitamin C, it's in everything, it's in the food supply, but you may be able to patent the process of extraction, but you can't really patent vitamin C. So now you have to think, well, if the coronavirus is naturally occurring in snakes, how does it get a patent? How do you patent something that's already in nature? It's something that God has put in, you know, in the balance of things in life. Unless you modified it and done something to it, integrated something with it, taken something away, you know, altered it in some form or fashion, and now you have created something that is of an anomalous factor. And I showed some guys that contacted me, I showed them pictures of the patent where you could actually see the nano construct or the nanotechnology in the pathology. They incorporated it. Why do you think they need Bill Gates and Microsoft with these diseases? Why do you think that is they have integrated this? See, people forget very quickly, but when the H1N1 came out, the head of the CDC stated that the vaccine was more toxic than the H1N1. Within less than a year, the H1N1 became H7N9. This virus had evolved 7 stages and 9 stages in less than a year. That is virtually impossible unless something or somebody or some program, okay, interacted and sped up the evolutionary processes, because viruses can take up to 100 years to evolve to that level of lethality. So when we're talking something that's pathological and that can make that kind of jump in less than a year, then you know somebody's been monkeying around with something. And this is a technology that, again, is creating another form of possession. It's possessing the DNA. See, if we don't start to think, so I have a knee-jerk reaction, oh, the coronavirus, oh, we're going to die. And if you notice, if you paid attention, the outbreaks were targeting specifically the Asian culture. It hit Japan, it hit Hong Kong, it hit Thailand, it hit mainstream China. Surprised it didn't hit, it probably did hit Korea. And now it jumped into the US. I wonder who it hit. Did it hit another Asian? So again, have you deduced something here? Have you paid attention to this perspective? That perhaps this was a genetically engineered infection targeting specifically the Asian culture. I mean, after all, hell, they got over 1.5 billion. You know, if you combine all the Asian cultures, you're probably close to 1.8 billion. Maybe not that high, 1.6, 1.7. Figure the population of Japan, the population of Korea, the population of Thailand, the population of Hong Kong. You know, I'm surprised we didn't hear nothing in the Philippines. Maybe it was too far away for them to transport it. And you have to think. I got to think now. How did that get so far? Was it delivered? Was it packaged and sent to an area? Was it released out of a lab in those particular environments? You look at the patents. One patent says it was done in the United States. Another one says it was developed in the United Kingdom, and that the facility was subjected or prone to have a pathology possibly escape. See, the thing that astounds me the most is when we see the media propagate and perpetrate the bullshit that they do. People just follow it like this is the truth. I mean, think about this for 1 minute. If we have something that hostile contained in a lab, okay, and could lead to major problems, don't you think that they would have done something with the laboratory to make it more secure? I mean, if the possibility of it could leak out and get out to the general population and could cause problems, don't you think that perhaps security on these facilities would be a lot higher? I mean, doesn't that sound a little hocus pocus to you, or a little hokey? Just trying to get you to get a perspective here. See, if it is, and I'm saying that it's been genetically altered with nanobiology and nanobiotech, if this is the case, because this will come out in the future, I'm sure of it, if this is the case, then you could release this in the air and it could stay perfectly dormant until you activated the frequency or the code to turn on the pathology. That is the danger in all of this. Okay, when we're looking at Australia got basically shish kebab. You know, they basically, you know, skewered Australia. One end, they lit the thing on fire and they were burning it down with directed energy weapons. On the other hand, they decided to flood it because they got the technology now where they can blow the water up in the air from the ocean. They got these devices or these constructs that can blow it up, and then they load it up with the nanoparticles, which then with the frequency can push that water onto the mainland, which they did and caused severe flooding in Australia, wiping out over 500,000 head of cattle. And then they dropped hail. Now, if you're in Australia, I'm going to say this. So I'm going to say it very south of the earth here. Don't be a dumbass and pick this up with your bare hand. Use some kind of rubber gloves, dishwashing gloves, something that has a rubber layer between you and that hail if you pick it up. Think about this. You're down in a place where it's hot. Hail like that, that looks square in the middle, doesn't that kind of tell you that perhaps this is not a normal phenomena? And we see the directed energy signatures all over the countryside with the houses are burnt down, but nothing else in the neighborhood has been touched by a flame. Doesn't that make you think just a tad, perhaps, maybe something is amiss here? Because usually when houses catch on fire, it usually would wipe out everything. Trees, vegetation, cars, anything that would be in the vicinity would be completely destroyed. If you got neighborhoods lit on fire and the cars are still intact and the trees are still intact and the grass is still intact, but the house is completely decimated, you need to pay attention. You know, someone made a comment, well, you can't see a microwave. Well, duh. But you can see a reflection of the light if the microwave hits a nanoparticle. After all, we do have aluminum and barium up there, and if you hit them with the right frequency, they will reflect some kind of color configuration. But that's beside the point. The point is, when you see the materials literally combust and nothing else is combusting, that's a contained explosion of flame. In other words, it's a contained fire. I remember when I was living down in Arizona, you know, like 15 years ago or something like that. Seems like another lifetime. I remember we were in contact with the firemen. They were putting out the fires in California and in Arizona at the time. They were having fires all over the place. They had caused severe dryness in Arizona. See, people think Arizona's a desert, but it isn't. If you go 2 hours outside of Phoenix, you're in an area where you got a lot of vegetation there, a lot of pine trees, all kinds of pines and cedars growing everywhere, you know. But when you get down to the lower elevation around the 11,000 foot mark, especially around Phoenix, then you've got desert and buttes surrounding you. Well, what was happening was they were drying out the atmosphere, and then they were again probably using directed energy weapons, which we weren't aware of at the time, and were setting some places on fire. Well, the firemen were saying that they couldn't put out the fire because there was so much aluminum coated on the vegetation that the fires were burning twice and three times hotter than normal. Now, there's rumors that China bought out Australia, and now they basically have re-landscaped the land to fit their needs. Who knows for sure? I mean, that's speculation. But nonetheless, that's technology. Now, we're just talking about Jin and technology and taking over and possession and access and so forth and so on. This is what's going on. This is a violation happening. And we really don't know at this stage if it's artificial intelligence causing these things. If it is, it's not going to be let out. Oh, we got a robot. We got an operating system, an algorithm. You know, a brainiac, if you will, creating and seeing what needs to be done to a landscape, and now taking an initiative on its own to create. And fix the issue, creating the problem, creating the solution. If we heard that, if we knew this was the case full on, the panic that would arise would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're dealing in a world where technology is basically seducing. Good word, really, seducing. Back in my day, women and men seduced each other. Today, technology is seducing everything. Everything. And this, in this seduction, it is creating a whole new wave of thinking, or lack of thinking. We're assuming and accepting things as this is the norm. And it takes, and it will take, eventually it will take an act of God to wake you up from this mesmerization that's going on with the programming. You know, if you ever decide you want to stop artificial intelligence, you know how you do it? Pull the plug on your technology. Artificial intelligence needs information and data. And the more it has, the more powerful it becomes. And the more it sets up networks to create the backups that's required just in case things happen. When we're thinking about this technology, it's not the first time it's been around. In fact, when you look at some of the biblical references with Nimrod, how people were already had been taken over under one mind, one language, or program operating system, and you see that other cultures had robots and other things, it almost stands the reason that these AI systems were already there, because back then they were just as technologically advanced, if not more so. China and India had airplanes, they had nuclear power. They had a nuclear war with each other because there's still traces of radiation still located in the areas where these bombs had gone off. And they said the only way that much radiation could still be lingering is if there were some sort of atomic fallout or nuclear fallout from an explosion. So if they had the capacity to reach nuclear technology, then that also stands to reason they would also have had the ability to have reached a technocracy that we're reaching at this stage today. Which would also infer that, again, call it what you will, speculation, hypothesis, or just follow, or connecting the dots, whatever way you want to look at it. And you can start digging into this, and you may find what I'm saying has merit. That if they had those nuclear capacities, they would have also had some sort of computer network or some advanced controls of these weapons for the same reason. And so when we're looking at some of the history of India when they fought Shiva, it's quite possible that they may not have had a war with each other, but they may have been fighting a war against this demonic presence that was on the planet, and they eventually trapped it between a dimension, because that's what it looks like they did to me. When we're seeing this possibility, AI would have went into sleep mode because there was no longer information being trafficked until the next culture advanced to the same level. And now we're at the same point. Now we're developing Sophias, or Sophia-like constructs that are going to be directly integrated with artificial intelligence, which are going to engage with you in conversations that are going to completely be in the frame of deception. This would be what that cleric would call a jinn right in front of you, taking you out of the equation and possessing you, you know, converting you, if you will, to an AI concept, AI ideologies. I mean, there's already a church in California that's got the Church of the AI, and they are already worshiping this concept here, this worshiping an algorithm, worshiping a machine. Can you believe this? In iRobot, when you see Will Smith there at the end, basically taking out a blockchain, what did he use? He used the same thing they're using on us. He used a nano parameter that when it got inside the machine, it was able to compensate for the AI network, so the AI couldn't turn off the nanobots, and basically it shut down the AI system, completely consumed all its data in that blockchain. And if the nano was able to transfer over into other blockchain, it would be in continuous pursuit of the AI. That's an interesting thing they showed in how to take out artificial intelligence by using nano programming to go to infiltrate its algorithm to take it out. Now, I'm not sure if that can totally be done, but it does sound feasible and plausible. Mind you, you would have to make sure that if you were programming something like this, you couldn't do it in with any technology that is attached to the AI network. It would know what you were doing and would come up with a compensation. You would have to use guile and deceit in order to do this, to avert this. This is probably about the things I'm showing you, it will keep, can minimize being possessed by technology. He pointed this out. And the other interesting thing he pointed out, which I thought was extremely fascinating. See, I've said on my BitChutes and other things that I found that when I use any kind of tech that I build for myself to reduce the nano programming of nanobiotech, that 3, 9, and 12 seem to be the numbers that you're looking for in developing any type of tech. When I'm wrapping my coils, for instance, I wrapped up a couple coils the other night, and I wrapped them up 765 times, which equated to 18 when you added the numbers. 765 equals 18, which boils down to 9. And I found that when you use 9 in anything you're doing, it seems like the impact is more profound, and you see certain things happen. And something stunned me. Like something happened tonight. I'm working on another project, and I'm at a loss why I'm getting the results I'm getting, because I, again, didn't expect this. So now I've got to kind of retrace and then confer with other people that are a little bit more knowledgeable in certain areas of this than I am. You know, maybe they won't know either, maybe they will. Anyway, the point is he made was that the computer language is 10101010. He says 0 is a bottom denominator. It is a nothing, it's like the lowest of the low. 9 is the optimal number. So when you're looking at, you know, 19, 89, 79, 69, 59, 49, you are looking at the optimal number. And he was pointing out how in the proper computer language should be 19, like 19191919, not 10101010. He said that's the base number system. Basically, we're talking base, we're referring to aspects of the djinn accessing, and use, because you're in that base level. You're in their language. He made a point too that numerics is the language of the universe, which is true. Everything is designed and talked in numbers. It is the universal language of the universe is in numerics. The words we say, and he pointed this out, the words we use when we're dealing with any kind of tech, basically we're using a vowel algorithm, if you will. And now when you put that into a computer, it's now converting that into a numeric system where it can interpret what you're talking about. It's interpreting the language based on the conversion. In other words, if I have a Google Translator on and you send me something in Chinese, I'll type in the text in Chinese and then hit I want it in English. It'll convert that text using a numeric value on the language, and then when it converts it to the English language, it again uses that numeric value so that we get at least a close approximation, if not an accurate translation. And that's what's going on now with the system. And when he pointed that out, I thought, isn't that interesting? Because I said the same thing about 9, and I came up on that on my own discovery. Tesla used 3, 6, and 9. I don't use 6. I see 6 as a midpoint. For instance, if you're doing something and you got more than 3 but less than 9, then you would stop at 6 because the 2 is divisible by 2 to get you down to 3. 3 seems to be the main number. But when you get to 9 and you get to 12, it becomes interesting when you're dealing with certain certain things, you know, when you're developing things. And the thing about nine, which is really interesting, if you take the nine times table and you go one times nine is nine, two times nine is 18, three times nine is 27. So if you go 9, 18, 27, 36, 45, 54. 45 and 54 are basically the introversion of each other. One's 4, 5, one's 5, 4. When you go down to the next one, is 63. 63 is the inversion of 36. When you go to the next one, is 72, which is the inversion of 27. And when you go to the next one, it's 81, which is the inversion of 18. And when you go to 90, again, it's basically 9, you know. And then when you get into 108 or 99, again, you get back into 18. When you go to 108, again, you get back into 9, you know, which again, but you're back into that 9 sequence again. And it's interesting when you follow 9, eventually it goes 9, 18, 9, 18, 9, 18. So there was a lot of interesting things he had pointed out there. And I'm presenting this again to validate that the awakening is happening all over and in places you would never think about. And this is why I always say that we need to have a communication dialogue with each other and quit allowing these religious entities, political entities, because I don't believe they're of men and women. I believe they're entities. They're getting between us all so that we can actually have a dialogue with each other and compare notes. I've often said that everybody's got a piece of the puzzle. I may have got that from the Next Files because they were looking at something, an archaeological dig, and they looked at all the references, biblical, Quranic, Vedic, Buddhist, all of them. Looked at every old text that they could find. And they were able to put together this construct that they saw what turned out to be some kind of advanced technology. We have lost so much, and we have been kept from the truth on so many levels. The truth has been hidden from us, who we are, what we are, what we should be. You know, I always make reference, biblical references, saying that we should be more godly or acting more like God instead of the way we act. But we've been programmed to be submissive and submit to authorities so that these authorities can then program us to believe whatever bullshit they want us to believe. This is an unfortunate reality, but this is the way things have become. And as a result, now we're all divided. We're all completely divided. And a lot of this and a lot of the wars going on, even among those people who have the same belief system, same religion, same faith, same whatever, they're having wars with each other. You have to question the insanity to that. What would stimulate people killing each other in the name of God or Allah? What would be this profound? Unless perhaps we're dealing with an entity that's coming in between the peoples, and basically it's like a snake eating its tail. Eventually it will consume itself. I was watching a program today about Russia. Russia is becoming extinct. It has lost so many people in the last 100 years. It's now on the verge of dropping its population growth down to 110 million. They are not producing children. As a result of the Second World War, they lost a profound amount. 25% of their population was wiped out in the Second World War. And it started growing again after the war up until, I believe, the 60s. And then it stopped growing. And it went the other way again. And now, and I forget where the population is. Land-wise, it's the largest country in the world. Population-wise, they were saying there was a country in India that was, I think it had 141 million people, and it had almost the same amount of people as all of Russia on an island. It's not sustainable what's going on. And what we're seeing going on with Russia is going to happen to Europe, going to happen to Canada. Because, and I think it's setting the toll up. Because Canada wants to bring in a million immigrants in by, I forget what year, 20-something. So I told another friend of mine, yes, because they want to replace us. So we'll be all, so that these people now will come in and do all these stupid jobs that, you know, because they won't, they're not bringing in qualified or tech people, and they're not opening the doors to everybody. They're not opening the doors to Europe. They're not opening doors to the United States. They're not opening doors to a lot of countries, which they should. They are opening the doors to some of the countries in Africa that makes you wonder what they're bringing in, you know. And the one person contacted said they're also going to change its names of something about Canada is going to change its name. I had made a comment about that too. I can't repeat what I said on the radio because I was speaking very Canadian. Things are rapidly changing, and it's already been initiated. We're not even in the third week of January, or I guess we are in the third week of January, and look what's already started to happen. And the other thing about the coronavirus right now, and we'll point this out, is that we have an impeachment going on in America, and we have these fires that went on in Australia. And you know what? This is now going to take over everybody's attention. They redirected the focus on this now. Trump shouldn't be getting impeached anyway. The Democrats are showing you their cards. They have absolutely nothing. If Trump was to run right now in the United States, he'd smoke the Democrats. He would kick their ass so hard, they would be thinking they're looking at sunshine up their backside, because their ass would be so raised up to their shoulders, you know. He has created what he has created and made a profound set of things in the last 4 years. Not saying the guy's an angel, he's a politician, but the Democrats have absolutely no way of winning this election except playing these games. And this is going to come back and bite them in the ass, and they are going to get smoked the next election. You watch. The only way they'll win this next election is if they bribe and buy the votes. Literally. They'd have to buy every vote. They'd have to buy every vote in the Electoral College. That would be the only way they could win. And they are going to get smoked. Smoked. This was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but this was the big distraction. This was the big distraction in America. Now, and we had the big distraction with Australia. Oh, look at Australia. They're burning it down. Oh, no, look, they're freezing it to death. Oh, no, look, they're flooding it. Now we have a new and improved distraction. Let's pay attention to this, and we'll forget about Australia. We'll forget about Trump impeachment. We'll forget about the Democrats being so damn stupid. I think that's what this is more about. Democrats got caught with their knickers down, and they now are trying to figure a way out of this. Ergo, the coronavirus. That's my speculation on that. That's how I see it. I'm not saying this virus is any virus can be a problem. Now, in order to protect yourself from any virus, any normal biological pathology, okay, because now we're dealing with nano here. This is a nanobiotech implementation that they did with this. This is an integrated nano program. It's not going to work the same way. And so sometimes the same things that you would take for a normal virus may not necessarily work in this situation. But vitamin C should be the first go-to thing everybody goes to. High doses. 5 to 15 grams a day, you know, as a maintenance dose. You might want to use copper with it. Copper is a very powerful biocidal. It targets all kinds of things. You might want to use something like NAC. Might want, because then that produces glutathione directly. Don't get glutathione. Glutathione is just an expensive way of getting it. NAC is far cheaper, and it does this, and it's more efficient in conversion from NAC to glutathione than glutathione is. Okay, so these are some iodine. Where's your iodine? I mean, iodine is another booster. So these are, zinc is another one, manganese. You know, these are things that can boost and protect the DNA. A while ago, I did a video on GHK. GHK can help regenerate the DNA. I believe I got the link on my website. So again, you know, there are things you can do, but here's the but. You've been all eating nanotechnology for a long time. It's been in all your grains, all your rice, all your pastas, all your cereals, all your breads, including the gluten-free bullshit. Okay? Don't give me that crap. Oh, I'm eating gluten-free. You're eating nano. And it's saturated heavily in those, in all the grains and all the breads. It's now nano. Again, got a link up there. They're now implementing the nano in the vegetation. And they're showing you the toxicity and the genetic damage it's causing. And now the vegans, the ones that have been led to the slaughter, the ones that have been misled and given an ideology about how they should be eating vegetables and fruit because that's where they can cleanse their body. I have to laugh at this when I hear this. Okay, everything I've been telling you about the nano and the nanobiology and taking the nano and doing something with the nano in regard to in the food supply, how to filter it, how to do things with it, okay. Everything I've been telling you, now they are telling you that they are doing this. Got the documentation. And there's another document that came out a little while ago showing you all the nano and all the food supply. And like I said, you have to wait. They are not pulling any punches here. They are definitely looking at taking care of whatever, taking everybody out of whatever. They are no longer just, going with the flow on this. They are now looking at, what's happening and what they're doing, and they're now looking at what the rapid way of taking you out. Okay, the rapid way of taking you out. They're no longer going to be, slowing it down. They're putting this stuff in, and they do not care. They do not care. They are. They're implementing this in the vegetation, and you have to consider this. It's also going into the animal livestock as well, but you have to think that if they have put it in the plants, okay, do you think possibly, that the animals might be eating these foods as well? did you think possibly they're putting it in there? See, this is the game. And they're going to get you caught up in all these distractions. Oh, you should be vegan. Oh, cows are the problem of the planet. Oh, you should be a blah, blah, blah. Because see, the more vegetation they can plant, the more shit they can put in the earth, the more shit they can put on these plants. And then the vegans, oh yeah, I'm gonna save the earth. Oh, the earth. Ooh. I'm gonna save the earth. Oh. Meanwhile, the reality is, you're gonna poison the earth more. You're gonna poison the earth more. That's the reality. We're no longer, like I said, in that realm of, oh wow, here we go. here we go. We're gonna save the planet. You're going to take yourselves out is what's going to happen. And they're going to give you the means to do it. They're going to give you the operating system and the program. They're going to feed it to you. And then when your genetic code starts to break down, and when your genetic code starts to you know, corrupt your DNA, it's definitely going to, again, make you vulnerable, totally vulnerable to whatever possession of technology they want to give you. You know, that's the reality. Okay, I give you these links so you can look at these links and determine for yourself what you want to accept. Take it or leave it, makes no difference to me. It's no skin off of me. I'm presenting to you what's going on. Now, if you're still having a problem in regard to the fact that because a Muslim made this comment, a cleric made this comment, I would tell you at this stage, listen to the content, listen to what was said, understand what he is saying. Obviously, he's going to mention, you know, the Quran in the books of Islam and things of this nature. Take that with a grain of salt. But the point that he's making references to this tech and pointing to the fact he's making references to how this tech can possess you is something you may want to pay attention to. Okay. Like I said, if you don't want to hear somebody of the Islamic faith, hey, there's a woman down in Texas. She's a minister. Her name's Cheryl. She has a church called Three Churches. You can go on YouTube and you can watch her. And then you can compare notes. Then you can compare notes. Hey, you got a Christian and you got somebody who believes in the Christian beliefs. And you got somebody who's Islamic who also believes in the Islamic beliefs. And they're saying the same thing. You know what we call that in the scientific community? You call that a double blind. In other words, you got two different sources doing saying the same exact thing. That would validate it to make it a fact in the scientific community, because that's all it takes in the scientific community to make something a fact. If you got two scientists that can verify something, verify a hypothesis as a fact and can prove it and come up to the same conclusions, it now becomes a fact. Pay attention. Something is happening here. As your song goes, what it is ain't exactly clear. Okay. Pay attention. Pay attention. Okay. The life you say may be your own. It's a concept. That's a concept. We've also got on here different, Well, DNA, edit malware, you might want to look at that. Something I put out a couple years ago, I think. AI and DNA integration. Now, this is something I found interesting. Engineers find ways to remove diseases by magnets. Wonder where they got the idea. I've been using EMPs and EMFs, pulsing EMFs, or EMPs, small ones, to pull this nano out of the body, to create a constructive collapse of the system, creating a shorting out of the particulates when they bounce off each other, and disengaging their programming, and the stuff comes out. Now the scientific community is going to start using the same idea. Their idea is that we're going to put stuff inside your body, which will now attach to different cells, and then we're going to use a magnetic field to pull it out. Good idea. Now, I don't know what they're going to put inside the body. This is what I don't know. I don't know what they're going to use. Some things do not come out that easy. Some things don't come out at all. So it all depends what they're going to use and how they're going to apply it. The bucket works on a different principle, so does the triangle. They're basically a PEMF or an EMP, mild EMP. It causes a disengaging of the program by wiping out the program and then causing the particulates, because of the pulsing, to collide and bump with each other because they're only 1 nanosecond apart. Causes a huge amount of destruction on these particulates and their constructs and their networks. And when you use something like this, this is when you start seeing some of the things come out. I see tons of bots come out of me. I see tons of roboworms come out of me. I see tons of cages come out of me. I see tons of quantum dots, crystal particles. I see all kinds of lattice formations, liquefied proteins. I see all kinds of different things once I disengage the program and get it to release. anybody who's using this similar method, and I've got a couple people in Europe, they're also seeing similar results. So this technology they're talking about is, it should work. If we could create an MRI, magnetic resonance instrument, where you're in a surrounded magnetic field and it can pulse the whole body at the same time, and if you could program the magnetic field to basically wipe out any programming, you may find when you take a shower or a bath, a lot of the stuff will just fall out of you. Because once you disengage the program, it no longer will operate or function. And if the particulate matter clusters, it can then go become on a micron level where the body can actually recognize it now because it can actually see it. The immune system says, hey, what's this? It's a foreign matter. Whereas when it's on a nano scale and it's no longer, and when it's not agglomerated or aggregated, it won't recognize it. But once that happens and it's been disengaged, the immune system then can remove it. You know, it will be able to remove it. And when you get down to the deeper levels, this is when you start seeing all kinds of wonderful things like bots and quantum dots and all kinds of stuff. You see them initially in the beginning, and you see them more as you get deeper down in the extraction process, pulling this stuff out. So this is where we're at today. And the scientific community is now heading in that direction as well. Okay, they're heading in that direction as well. So there's got to be something to it, don't you think? And again, I've showed you, and if you're not sure about the bucket and the nano, anti-nano triangle, go on my YouTube channel. It is there. We show you how to build these things. Start using them. And make sure you change your diet. You can no longer be eating any form of grain, bread, rice, pasta, cereals. None of it. No quinoa, no buckwheat, no millet, none of it. It has been altered. You're going to find in that document on the interaction of nanoparticles with edible plants that some of the particulate matter actually embedded right into the seed. Means that once it got into the seed and it interacted with those proteins, it would have altered the DNA of the plant, and it may have even manufactured more nanoparticles. Because in the early research, back in the early days when we started looking at this, they are using plant life to manufacture and mass produce gold nanoparticles, silver nanoparticles, and other different types of metals just in the plants. So again, back then, this was, now we're talking almost 12 years, this stuff might have already been in the field. And you have to understand something. When the pollen pollinates, that pollen will carry those particulate matter into other plants as well. We know that GMO pollen travels almost 40 miles a day. Almost, not quite. 40 miles a day in every direction. That is a nano program. Nanobiological program. And it's traveling north, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, 40 miles. End of the year, we traveled almost 14,000 miles in every direction with this tech. Think about that. Think about what we're really eating. Are we really eating any organics? Does that even really exist in today's time? How many of you actually gone to a grocery store with a 60x scope and just looked at the plants that you're buying, the skins of the fruit you're buying? Have you ever noticed some of the skins now? I go to different ethnic markets. I go to the Asian markets, I go to East Indian markets, Chinese markets, I go to the Baltic markets, country, you know, people of the Baltic culture. So when I go into some of these markets, I even go to the local grocery store, local chains as well. And when I look at the fruit, I don't even need a lens anymore. I can spot the nano without even looking at it. I can see the patterns forming. So it's very hard for me to buy any fruit today because I can spot this stuff. But anyway, there were some fruits that didn't seem to have the constructs. And then they would form after a couple of days. Now, whether it's because it's already in the air and the particles are attracting to the carbon, the skins. But when you go to the grocery stores, even the regular grocery chains, look at your fruit. If you start seeing black spots, seeing silvery gray patterns, or what looks appear to be some kind of a bacterium, that's your nano. But if you look at it under a scope, you would see the metallic formations and patterns that has formed. But with the naked eye, what you see is this mass area covered with this material. It's in the food supply. It's already been there probably for quite some time, you know. And every time you eat something now, you are going to have some kind of bot, some kind of fullerene, some kind of quantum dot, some kind of lattice, some kind of dendrimere, some kind of single-walled carbon nanotubes, multi-walled carbon nanotubes. You're going to have all this stuff inside the body. This body, this stuff will form some kind of biofilm or polymer constructs in the system, which will attach itself and embed itself throughout your body. So this is the nature of what's going on. And when you see these things, it's going to make you look at them from a whole different light. You may find that the health protection branches, the FDA branches, the health environmental branches are failing their jobs miserably. Alrighty. Excuse me. Going to wind it down here. I didn't realize I'd gone this far in the time. If you go on the site, you'll find that you got Ryan396. You've also got Aramac. These guys are out there putting some information out there for everybody to read and understand. You got my stuff as well. Again, you can help anybody any way you can by either sharing your information or if you want to contribute, it's your call. Whichever way you want to do it. You know, we'll leave that up to you. Check out the sites, learn something, gain what you can gain, start looking at what's really going on. Okay, you got augmentandforce.com, you got the BitChute channel with Independence, you got Brian396 at the mines, www.mines.com, /Brian396/blogs, you got his photo gallery at photosgoogle.com. Type in Brian396. You got Aramac on the white on the YouTube channel. Go check him out. He's always putting stuff out there. If you look at last week's show, you can see another thing he did on the attack and assault on mankind. He did a terrific job on it. Again, if you haven't gotten to it, go check it out. And again, help anybody you can who's actually doing something that has substantiation. All right, I'll leave you go with that. To your health. Till the next segment, we'll see you then. Take care. Oh yeah, one more thing, I almost forgot. I'm going to be on the Deanna Spingola show Saturday, today actually, on the 25th. I believe it's going to be 4 p.m. Central, I think 5 p.m. Eastern. So I will be there doing a show. Almost forgot all about that. So again, tune in if you can. I always tease her on the show. She has a She's got a button I can push. But anyway, she always gives me the lead way to go on her show and talk about different things. So again, let me see if I can find the link real quick. I'm trying to find the website. Where the hell did it go? It's funny, whenever you need to find these things, these all of a sudden they disappear. You know, oh, we are no longer here. Take a look here. What am I in? Give me 1 minute. Just bear with me for 1 second. I'm trying to get you to her site. I remember moving it. Oh, there it is. Aha! Let me give you the link as soon as the page opens up. You can go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. So, she's on between 3 and 6 p.m. And I'll be there between I'm going to be there between 3 and 4:30 p.m. Central Time. So that will be 4 to 5:30 Eastern. All right. So till the next segment, to your health. Well, hopefully we'll see you there tomorrow as well. Take care.